Our New Testament lesson today comes to us from the 21st chapter of the Revelation to John. We read there from the first six verses. Listen for the word of God today. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Then I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Join me now for a moment of prayer. Let us pray together. Almighty, eternal God, grant now that the words of my mouth and indeed the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable, even pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, you may know that Anna Best, our church office manager, and I occupy a small suite of offices just down the hall over here. We actually do have separate offices, but a while back I moved my desk and we now face each other. And that has resulted in a rather interesting means of communication between us, by which I mean we basically yell at each other all day long, every day. We try to be polite and cognizant if anyone is around, but really neither of us is going to get up out of our seat and walk over to the other one to speak most of the time. We've also managed to learn to read one another's minds fairly effectively also. It's come to the point now where if I am leaving and she is on the phone, I will simply hand her the note as I walk out. She won't even be looking at me. She'll have her hand up like this. And I have gotten now to where I pretty much return the favor. If I am busy with something and she walks into my office, I do pretty much the same thing. We don't really mean to be rude by it. It's just really efficient for us to work this way. So if you see it, that's all that's going on. This last week, she put a slip of paper in my hand as I was sitting down working, and I set it down on my desk off to one side. And then I picked it up, and when I saw it, my breath caught in my throat just a moment. It was the All Saints list, the list that we will read during our communion liturgy in just a short time. It caught my breath because it was the list of those loved by people that I love. And so I was taken aback for a minute. Isn't it always that way when something surprises us and we're taken back? A little bit of lingering scent on a pillow. And there we are again. A hint of a spice that she used so well, and the flavor carries you back. A few sweet notes of that old song and you're transported back. Isn't that the way it always comes? It's so easy to be taken back, isn't it? Sacraments take us back. Baptism is the sacrament of inclusion. It is an unabashed statement that we belong to God forever. We see the water of baptism. We remember the promises made to us. Communion is a sacrament of nourishing. of strengthening us for the life of faith. And in that way, it too is a sacrament of inclusion. And both of our sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, are marked with the language of eternity. In baptism, Jesus promises to be with us always, even to the end of age. In communion, we are promised that we will stand together with the redeemed of every age at this table in the day of resurrection. And here is the thing about all of this language of eternity. Eternity is now. I love the way that Frederick Buechner puts it best. Sometimes an event occurs in our lives, a birth, a death, a marriage, some event of unusual beauty or pain or joy, through which we catch a glimpse of what our lives are all about, and maybe even what life itself is all about. And this glimpse of what it's all about involves not just the present, but the past and the future too. And he concludes, inhabitants of time that we are, we stand on such occasions with one foot in eternity. God, as Isaiah says, inhabiteth eternity, but stands with one foot in time. The part of time where God stands most particularly is Christ. And thus in Christ we catch a glimpse of what eternity is all about, what God is all about, and what we ourselves are all about. The classical definition of a sacrament is that it is the outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace. But I believe there's so much more than that. These sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper are that particular place where the moments, days, and years of our lives experience a little slip of the curtain. The veil drops for just an instant, and we realize that the new heaven and the new earth that we are promised in Revelation is going on all around, above, within, and underneath the old heaven and the old earth of which we are so very aware. Here at this font, we are met by Jesus, who says to us, always, always. Here at this table, we are met by Jesus, who says to us, all, all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.